This audio is sat only version of Reno Center, June 14, 2020. Most sharings and comments have been omitted or summarized as much as possible.
Welcome, everyone. Let's begin our study circle. We'll start with saying hi to Sat. Hi, Sat. Thank you for being here.
جلسمون رو قبل از هر چیز با سلام به صد شروع می‌کنیم.
First I'm going to read this Sai-Baba quote. The next topic is speak to us of duty. So first I'll start with Sai-Baba quote. Those who hold the physical objective world as the all of life and the body as the self lead wasted lives. Lives as meaningless as making God into a stone. Making the stone into God is the holier, more wholesome task. So too, seeing divine duty in an act transforms it into an act of worship, elevates it, and removes its binding characteristic. Performing the duties of worldly life with no regard to genuine practice of the law of truth is as unholy as treating God as stone.
موضوع امروز سوال و جواب 20 از کتابی الهامی از نازنینه و در همون راستا به موازای اون کت بابا رو داریم. من اول ترجمه کت بابا رو میخونم براتون. کسانی که دنیای فیزیکی واقع‌گرایانه را به عنوان تمام زندگی و بدن را به عنوان خود میپندارند، زندگیشان به هدر رفته است. زندگی که بی‌معنایی که از خداوند سنگ ساختن است. از سنگ خداوند ساختن کار مقدستر و سالمتری است. همینطور دیدن وظیفه الهی یا آتمادارما در یک عمل آن را به یک عمل پرستش تبدیل می کند، آن را ارتقا می دهد و ویژگی های اجباری آن را از بین می برد. انجام وظایف زندگی دنیوی بدون توجه به عمل خالصانه قانون حقیقت یا ساتیا دارما به اندازه اینکه خداوند را سنگ تلقی کنیم نامقدس است.
Now we'll read question 20 from Most Precious. Speak to us of duty. Answer. The correct duty is to play the game knowing that it is only a game. Your first and the greatest duty is to realize this. Then all the daily duties will be done beautifully, effortlessly, willingly, and precisely. Duty done without the mother duty that I mentioned is like drawing on the water, tiring and burdensome. So while you are performing your duty, just remember that it is only a performance. That is all. Question is, what is your experience or understanding of this truth?
Some people share their understanding and experiences of these quotes, and Mansoor shares his understanding and asks Sat a question.
One thing that is always the challenge for me personally is where to strike the balance between worldly duty and duty to myself and to my own path. And this is an ongoing thing for me. And any kind of, if anybody had, could perhaps shed some light on that, especially dear Sat, I would appreciate it. The concept of balance is an obsession for me because it's something that I've been encountered lately, and I feel that I need to work on it to strike a balance between all these.
forgive me. The way I understood from the sages and saints and the way they lived their life, and also experiencing my own life and those around me, in order to be ready to understand the truth and experience the truth, some of the karmic events have to come and go. Whether they are good in a way of success, money, comfort, or bad, loss, and this and that. The only way to get rid of that is to live a life, a household life, or a life that is active in the world. And we have no choice. No matter how much we run away from it, we will not be able to run away. The more, the deeper we become involved. I know from my own life that ups and downs of my personal life has taught me detachment, patience, contentment, a trust, extra practice, deeper silence. Now, had I gone away and decided I don't want this type of life, which I could not get away, by the way. There's no way you can get away. I would take an unripened mind with me, an unripened approach to life. As contradiction as our daily life is to the inner life, they are two sides of the same coin. But we can do one thing, and that is to use our wisdom and our realization to make it easier for ourselves. If your destiny is not to be in the cave, you will not make it to the cave, Mansoor. If your destiny is not to spend more time inwardly, you will be interrupted at every moment, like a letter to Richard. So the best thing is to accept and know what a fortunate position we have, that we can pull our wisdom and our ripeness into our daily life. Like Most Precious say, or Baba's words that were beautiful, says, is to use that inner in our outer life. But to struggle between these two is very, very unnecessary, because it always will be as is, as long as we remember that we are that. This has come up for you many, many times. I hope you're hearing me today. That where you are at is exactly where you need to be. And you're put, and no matter what you do, if the time still is to be there. And like I said, I've heard it from Sri Baba and other saints that says, this is how you burn your karma. And makes you, as you burn the unpleasant karma or pleasant karma, we become more and more ready to realize greater and greater. So wherever we are, whether we are in this room or that room, that is our life. And our vision is what it needs to be cleaned, not anything else. And we all have experienced, the moment we trust, our life is easier. It has not changed. The children are still the children. The work is still the work. The husband is still the husband, or the wife is. But something shifts And it shifts because we are confronted with daily responsibility and inner life until we realize that this is beyond the shadow of the doubt, that this is a game. Ha! I'm going to play it. I become the best actress or actor I can ever be. Until then, it's not even a question of shovel. One comes, you do it. The other one comes, you do it. So this can stop our struggle and see beyond what is happening. What we see as a day-to-day life, as hard as it is or as easy as it is, behind that curtain, there is a good explanation, which I think to some extent I was saying. And when we do a struggle with our daily life, when it does take our time for ourselves, it does. It just does. Until there comes a period that you can do your spirituality longer than before. A time will present itself to every one of us where we will have more time, and then not come with so much time. I think that the best thing is strive to see it as not a hindrance. Not seeing it as a hindrance is a freedom. End this struggle.
Sat, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you,
Sat. Thank you so much.